Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger joining us now in the studio on what I assume is a very busy day.
Yeah, no, it's good. Thank you for the safety reminder out there, folks. It's hard. We're having to cancel our meetings tomorrow because of the black ice situation. We had a little bit of melting today, and then those temperatures will refreeze that. The snow that's melted, and people have been shoveling and moving it around, but it still melts and then freezes as ice, and that's what's really dangerous. So we'll have a lot of in the morning. Again, we've been out there. We were brining beforehand. We weren't expecting this much. All the weather indications said it was hitting Wake County, and it didn't hit Wake County as much as it hit us, which was fascinating that it came around that way, but it did.
I mean, the radar kind of made it look like a hurricane with an eye in the middle, right?
Yeah,
and the eye was just like right over Wake.
It was too funny because I was in a meeting in research Triangle Park today, and there were people that came in from all over for this regional meeting, and the people that drove in from APEC said they didn't get any snow, and they were kind of aghast when they came this way, so it was pretty funny, but it is beautiful, but it makes safety conditions, so if you don't have to be out, please don't be out in the snow. We do have emergency crews out there, and then people ask, well, what are we doing about people who need extra help, homeless and people who need it. So we do. We care. We are a community that cares. We have great partners. We have great staff. So we partner with our partners like IFC and some of our church faith-based groups, and we find shelters for people who need it. This has been an extremely cold week, too cold for anyone to be outside. And so we work with folks to get them what they need. We do have some individuals who do not wish to go to shelters. They want to stay. So we take them blankets. We check on them. We take them food and warm supplies. So we work with people. If you happen to see someone you think is in need of some help, please call 911. Mm-hmm. That's what we're there for. And tell them, and we will send someone over to check it out. We also check on people who are homebound that we are aware of that need extra help. We have a great, like I said, we have a wonderful staff and partners who work together in these situations to make sure that we keep people safe.
In terms of emergency response, power outages or accidents or anything like that, what was the result last night?
We were pretty good. People actually went home. The streets were pretty clear. So just some minor things here and there, nothing major, which was really good. I think people were preparing for a storm in case, and so we like it when people heed the advice. It's interesting, though, some of the main accidents we do tend to have are people trying to come up Franklin Street.
Mm-hmm.
The hill gets very treacherous.
Oh, yeah.
It does, and it's banked in such a way that you can slide very easily, which is hard. I will say another hard, my son did his first rotation over at UNC ER last night, and they had to come home at midnight and said the road was very slippery, but they had been plowed, which was good. We have a hospital here, and we have critical workers who have to be there, nurses, doctors, all kinds of other staff. And so they are coming and going on their shift assignments. And so we try to take great precautions and making sure that those roads are as safe as possible.
That was his first rotation?
Yeah.
Was in the midst of an ice storm. That's
snow. It wasn't an ice
storm.
It was
snow. Right. Snowstorm.
Pretty
funny, you're right.
So,
still
yeah.
Though. Yeah. Was it extra busy there, or was it not bad?
Okay,
that's good.
Pretty relative to what it was.
I get in the habit of saying ice storm because that's what we usually
get ice
like
storms,
so often
this
when
unusual.
We get freezing rain.
So it's been very dry, which is unusual. We've had a dry December and leading into the first of the year, and there is some melting, or I guess evaporation of the snow because of the dry air. They were thinking that some of the wind today would cause some of it to move on out. But again, like you said, it's going to remain very, very cold until Sunday. So the morning times and the evening times are the most treacherous because you can't see the black ice. It freezes, refreezes, and it's hard frozen in the morning. So please be extra careful.
Yep. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, what else is going on?
So we had a training session again for some of our new council members, talking about the basics of the budget for the town, and so they can be better prepared coming in. It went really well. We got them out before the snow started to come down.
Good.
But we had to cancel our economic sustainability meeting tomorrow morning, and then the affordable housing summit that was supposed to happen is going to be postponed because, again, they were fearful of safety conditions. This morning I met with, it was the mayors and chairs meeting with Secretary Trogdon out in Research Triangle Park. And again, those same statistics. I've heard his speech several times, and he's got a good handle on these things. But it's fascinating to think about we're the ninth most populated state in the country, aiming towards the eighth most populated state in the country. And yet we have...
You're going down, Georgia.
Yeah, we have the highest fatality rate of pedestrians and bicyclists. So we're really all trying to work better on how to make those conditions safer. And then then we have the fifth highest in fatalities. And it was interesting to hear that a couple of counties are the leaders in our state on this, and they're trying to do some extra efforts for training for safety reasons and asking for our help and suggestions. And we all recommended in the group that really working with our high schools and getting kids and students who are learning to drive to understand about not texting, all the things that cause some of these horrific wrecks that we have. They can do all the preventative measures possible, but it's behavior that has to change. So looking at all that, talking about the future of automated cars and automated, it was interesting to hear about the levels. Level 3-4 is assisted automated vehicles. You're seeing that that cars now have to have the backup cameras, things that have reduced accidents and incidents, and they'll continue to have those safety kind of features. I think one of my kids has a car that brakes when it senses danger in front. It automatically brakes for you in case you're not paying attention.
That's pretty good.
So there'll be more features like that integrated in. It won't be just a complete switch over to automated cars.
Okay, I like that.
So it's
going
to be assisted, automated assistance in there, and there'll be other kinds of things. Interesting statistic, they can gauge from cell phone pinging how fast cell phones are traveling on roads and see certain areas where if the speed limit's 30 and most of the cell phones that are coming through that, they can't tell who the individual is or what the individual's cell phone number is. Mm-hmm. But the technology is there. They can see if there's an excess of speeding happening, an excess of things not happening right, that they can take a better look at an intersection or a highway. That was fascinating to hear. They're trying to improve delivery of products of road improvements. They talked about how it was years in the process for getting through the developmental review. They're working that so that it's much shorter. They're trying to cut each of those times down to a third of what they were before, because they said, you know, project right now start to finish sometimes takes mostly over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then people say, I never got a chance to give input to that project. And he's like, well, the input session was back 10
right.
years ago.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we just moved here 4 years ago.
Yep, yep.
And he's like, that's the nature of what's been going on, and then not pulling the money down. But also that all of our road improvements are funded. The majority of funding comes from the gas tax on gasoline. As we move towards electric vehicles, you're kind of depleting.
So source,
these are very interesting times, and the technology is moving so fast that we have to be thinking faster and figuring this out a lot sooner than
that's
we
interesting
before.
That they can gauge your speed using the cell phones.
Yeah, yeah. We're in an interesting time.
We're talking about the surveillance state. The first I heard of something like that was on turnpikes where you've got the easy pass and they can tell when you get on and when you get off. Off and gauge, and then people will get sent tickets in the mail. I think there was an issue with that up in New Jersey, where everyone's driving
NBC
as fast
TV,
as they possibly can.
TV crime
can.
Drama, you see, they gauge whether someone was there or not. We're having our first work session next week. We're starting off with the hiring process the process of hiring a new manager. It's just the beginning of this. We expect this process to take our entire spring. Be plenty of opportunities for public input and other kinds of input. This is just the beginning thinking strategies. And then we have our strategic plan coming up. And then next weekend starts the MLK Day celebrations. There's the university-sponsored banquet for scholarships on Sunday evening at the Friday Center, and then the NAACP is hosting the MLK Celebration Day starting at Peace and Justice Plaza on Monday at 9 a.m., and then we'll march down the street, and we will go to First Baptist Church, but it's going to be a different program now. Downstairs will be fellowship and coffee, and then they'll start right with a service at 10:45. And that sounds great. And then we're going to start off, too, with the Frederick Douglass, celebrating Frederick Douglass's life.
Exciting.
And it's going to be a kickoff event on January 18th at 7 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Library. There's going to be a series of events. We've already, the books have been purchased, a lot of training to celebrate 200 years. 200 years Frederick Douglass.
Nice.
So that's really good. And then in February, we're going to be doing Wilson Caldwell Day in partnership with the university. They've got a whole program line for a Sunday, and there will be the Light Up Festival in February as well. So a lot of good things going
very
on this
cool.
winter. Yeah, very cool. Yeah. The first business council meeting will be January 17th, and we have a pretty packed agenda, so it'll be pretty good. There's a lot on there.
Sounds good.
Back.
All right. townofchapelhill.org if you want more information about town government and goings-on. Anything else that people need to know about the town or about the response to the winter weather?
If you notice something that you think someone needs help or you think there's something going on, please don't hesitate to call 911. We think of using that as only for extreme emergencies. 911 is actually an information line, too, when we need help. So please use that. Please respond. We appreciate, we're getting phone calls and emails about people offering to help. That's helpful. We're trying to figure out, but we have great, like I said, we have great partnerships with our faith-based community and other groups and our own police and fire department, and we work really hard with our partners to make sure everyone stays safe during this extreme weather.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
All right, take care.